Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is. She is so hot, sassy, sexy. Fluffy. Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hearts. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am the hostess, Miss LaCrutch Hearts, and what an awesome day to be alive, honestly. I had a fantastic weekend. I'm going to tell y'all all about it, well, as much as I can, because y'all know how I get. Y'all know how I be doing, but I'm going to behave myself. I ain't going to do too much. I'm going to behave myself for the most part. Anywho, once again, welcome to the show. This weekend was fantastic. I spent the weekend in Washington, D.C. I went there for an event out there. So a big shout out to Delicious Entertainment. They showed the girl a good time. Had a good time. Had lots of fun out there. Had lots and lots of fun out there. It was great. I'm so excited about today's show because I'm going to tell you what happened, right? So I left Friday. No. Let's go back to last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, I was like, Chantay, you got to come up with a show topic. And she's like, I got it. Chantay did come up with a show topic, guys. It was a little bit after the day from the deadline, but she was working hard. She's a hard worker. That's our girl. So she did come up with a topic. The topic was awesome. I came up with a topic. The topic was awesome. Then I didn't hold up my end of the bargain. Right. Once I get a topic, my job is to come pump it up, promote it, put it out there, all that good stuff. And unfortunately, I did not do that. So I was like, I was in Washington, like, what am I going to do? I forgot to post the show. I just told them that I was going to be more consistent, and, you know, I was beating myself up between tequila shots. And now I know that that's what tequila does to you. So in between those shots, I came up with this awesome topic, and it was like a catch-22 because I'm like, yeah, no, I shouldn't do this topic. No, I don't want to do this topic. And I battled with it all the way up until it was showtime, I'll be honest with you. Okay, so I'm back in New York. I'm back in Brooklyn. Like I said, I had a good time out there this weekend. I showed my booty. But I had a good time. So big shout out to out there. Okay. I wasn't really told, but what I think is proper etiquette is what happens there should stay there, right? So with that being said, right. I'm not gonna kiss and tell. But just know we had a nice time. We got there safely. We got a ride back. It was awesome. Okay, so I don't know where my friends are, but I did meet up with Cousin Chantay. She was there as well, so I could tell you that part. I met up with Cousin. We hugged. We said, Cousin. It was like a family reunion with us, and everybody looking at us like, y'all cousins? And we're like, Yeah, like, what the fuck? Don't be eyeballing or something. That's what I said. In my head, that's what I said. That's what I said. Don't be eyeballing or something. Anyway, but that was so awesome. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about what I want, what I don't want about myself. So, as always, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, I am a little bit disoriented, I'm going to tell y'all, because by the time it was time to do the show, I was actually dozing off, so I'm trying to get my bearings, but I know what's going on. I'm aware, I'm just not all there. Watch it. Okay, so I'm here. I'm focused, guys. We're here. We're going to do this show, and we're going to have awesome time doing it. Anyway, so big shout-out to the tribe. Big shout out to Miss Pegasus and Omari over at the tribe. They are cool peoples, and we've been communicating, and hopefully I can get them on my show one of these episodes. Let them bring their little flavor out onto, you know, our airwaves and have them join into the conversation and all that good stuff. So that is definitely on the to-do list, which I've heard Omari before. Omari, sorry, I keep calling him Omari. Is that his name? Oh, Jesus. Live on air. I just did that. Again. Ah, somebody's calling in. I hope it ain't him trying to beat me up. Somebody's calling me.
Hey, Crush, it's me. It's not him, it's me.
I got scared. I was like, I don't know that number. I hope I ain't. Because I mess up this man's name every time I mess up this man's name. Like, oh, I'm in trouble.
I heard it, so I was like, oh, it's me. It's Shante. Hey, baby. Hey, everyone.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, Shante.
Yes.
Omari.
I thought it was Omari.
It is Omari. I just said that.
Yeah.
But I keep calling him Omarion. That's what it is. He's like, that's not my name. Oh, I'm like, I know. But that's how I recognize it. Omari, Omarion. You know. But anyway, big shout out to them over there. That's out of the world. Great. Appreciate it. You hit me up. And I'm like, who's this? I'll be looking at my screen, man. They hit me up. I'll be looking at my screen. I should look at my screen more often, but I don't be looking at my screen. But anyway, I was telling everybody that we seen each other in Washington this weekend. It was like, oh my God, cousin! It was like a whole family reunion.
Yes, cousin! Yes. Whole family reunion.
But she was busy all weekend long. So I just see her in passing, guys.
Running every chance, running.
Running.
Oh no, because you was running a couple times. I wasn't running. I said, oh, okay. Hey, cousin. Bye, cousin. Okay.
We were just passing each other by. But I was telling them I had an awesome time in Washington, my first time out there, but it was great. Great atmosphere, great people. Had some good laughs.
Yes.
I got my little grown woman on.
Had some fun with your little shotguns, literally.
But thank you for taking the first blow.
Oh, that's hilarious.
After I got you,
yeah.
I went downstairs. When this guy tried to play me, I was like, oh, you trying to play me? And I felt some type of way. So I went downstairs to his room and knocked on the door with my two guns. And I was like, yo, pick one.
So did you have alcohol in both of the guns?
I did have alcohol in both of the guns.
Was it tequila in both of them?
It was tequila in both of them.
So no matter which one I picked, I would have got it.
You're the first blow. I'm sorry. You're the only one I trusted to do that. I didn't want to get jobs.
It's okay, cousin. Hey, I was there for it. I was there for it. I was there for it. I was like, okay. But I really thought one of them didn't have anything.
I know.
Oh, I was wrong.
But I ain't telling you, it's no different. I went downstairs and I knocked on his door. My gun, like, that, that, that. And somebody was standing the hallway watching this. He opened the door. He's like, I said, what's that? And I switched hands. I was sitting there with an X. I got my guns in my hand. I said, you got to pick one. He like, wow, what's one? Don't worry about it. One did it, one without. And he just happened to pick the one that was left. And I was like, yes. And he said,
oh,
wait, Cruz, what the? And before he could finish that sentence, I squirted all in his mouth. Man. And it was hilarious. And he was like, and I ran off. I didn't even let him finish. He's like, what the? I'm running down the hallway. He's like, what was that? I said, tequila. He said, I never had tequila. I said, crushes your first. And I ran on the elevator. And the lady was standing there just gasping at me like, oh, shit, that just happened.
Like, oh, wow.
So that was epic for me.
Why could I not see that, man?
Mhm. Yeah, and he was annoying everybody. I heard though after that, but I didn't like the way he handled me. I didn't like the way he handled me. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. He tried to handle me. I ain't like that. You can't try to handle me in front of company. You can't do that.
No, like who does that?
Mhm. He does that. That's why I got him.
Hey, he ain't gonna do it again.
And then when he see me again, good. What you starting for? It was just tequila, right?
He ain't know what hit him. He ain't know what hit him at all.
He ain't know. He kept saying that every time he see me. I never had tequila before. And that was a long shot.
Oh Lord Jesus. It was. Like, I wasn't
that
expecting
was
it to be that much.
Me neither. I was like, wait, oh, shit. I kept knocking the thing over, so it was like the whole thing, like tequila, because I kept knocking everything over. I was drunk myself.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, there's videos on Facebook. Videos of me on Facebook talking about some. And then I had the drive-thru situation. That was such an awesome part of my experience. I was like, Uncle Cuomo would not allow us or allow this to be happening right now. But here I come to Washington, D.C., where Trump is at, and this is the way y'all treat y'all people. This is why Washington is going down the way it's going down, because they made me, the big black woman, stand behind a car to order some goddamn fast food.
Yo, I can't with that video. Like, why? And they actually gave you the food.
And then, yeah, he really did give me the food, but he asked me, he's like, is it a birthday? I'm like, no, bitch, I'm just hungry. Can I get it? It's not my birthday. I'm not doing this as a stunt. Like, this is not a stunt. I'm hungry, and you're the closest thing right now, and I want my food. I felt some type of way.
Yeah.
But it was like, I would have did that. I would have went across the street to fuck y'all. I'm from Brooklyn. And we don't walk across the highway. See, we don't do that. You don't walk across the highway to go to McDonald's. You don't walk across the whole highway. Washington, D.C. don't have regular streets. They have highways. Like, their street light is literally 2 minutes long because it takes you that long to walk across the fucking highway. No, I'm not doing it. This little mini street light is traffic light. It's like 2 minutes long for you to walk across the highway. So therefore, I'm not walking across the. It's like five lanes each way. So no, we're not about to do that. But I am going to stand behind a little minivan and walk up the drive-through with this truck behind me. I mean, with this car behind me and this minivan in front of me. And then her lights went on. I'm like, bitch, don't back up. I got insurance, too. It's called Medicaid. Cuomo got me.
I'm done.
Uncle Cuomo got me. He's going back to Brooklyn where they appreciate me. I'm out.
I'm so done.
I'm saying, That's how it went down. That is how it went down. But anyway, how was your weekend?
I had a lot of fun this weekend other than running around. You know, I was running. I finally got sleep last night, but I had a good time. It was nice seeing everyone. It was nice being around people. It was just a great time. There were some scary-ass costumes. You know, I don't do scary shit. But I had a nice theme. Got my ass beat. So, yeah, I was good.
You was good. Okay. That's all that matters. You was good. You got what you need to get out of the weekend, and that is awesome. So, big shout-out to Delicious Entertainment and Mistress D over there. She was doing her thing. I heard nothing but good reviews about her party and everybody that attended. So that's always a good look. It's always a good look. So I told everybody how I came up with the show topic. I was there drinking my tequila, drowning my sorrows, that I forgot to upload the topic that we had came up with originally. After chasing after you about a show title, I forgot to do my homework and literally did not post anything. So, at the last minute, something happened. Oh, a song came on, Players. I'm a player. And I was like, wait, what? And that's how this topic was born. I'm a player. I don't remember who sang it. It's an old school 90s song. I just happened to listen to it. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. That's what our show is going to be about.
Hey, there you go.
That's how we made it here tonight. So y'all wondering what the hell is the show, Crush, now that we're here. And I'm going to tell y'all what it is. So tonight, on Not a Purpose Talk Radio, our candid discussion is the sex body count. I want to explore this a little bit. I want to get into the body count. For a couple of reasons. One, there's that old age debate about the number of sexual partners one has had so far, as it being a double standard when it pertains to women versus men. And being the person that I am and loving the person that I am, I've also fallen into that debate more times than none, because, you know, guys, from my experience, not all men, just one of the ones that I have dealt with, seems to be a bit insecure. Just a bit when it comes to females in their sex body count. They seem to put themselves in a race, maybe, if I want to call it that. Or they put themselves in a, I won't say a box, but in a category when it comes to a woman and her sex body count. You know, it's like they're having a competition with everybody else that you've ever done it with, and they don't believe you when you say, oh, you're the biggest one I have. You know?
Yeah.
It's something along those lines. Because, you know, 95% of the time I'll be lying. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, at this moment, at this time, you him. You that dude. So it don't matter who else I'm talking to, it don't matter who else I'm sexing, it don't matter. Nobody else matters. It's just you, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be that simple? But it's not. It's never that simple.
I think it should be.
But it's never that simple. As much as we love it to be, it's never that simple.
I mean, I understand not wanting someone that's been with everyone, but we're here talking about you, not everyone else.
Why? Why do you make it seem so complicated? Because if you believe everything on social media, then, bro, we shouldn't even be together to begin with. If that's what you're going with, if that's where we're at right now, we shouldn't even be doing this. We shouldn't even be doing this. You know what you signed up for, as I knew what I signed up
for.
Yeah. I don't know. Social media makes me insecure. Social media makes me
insecure.
That is so true. It's like, oh, it's just social media. No, it's not for some people. Some people, it is just, you know, their outlet. You know, that's their domain. That's their territory, you know, being on social media. So, no, it's more than that. But anyway, that's another conversation, another show topic, social media and anxiety. So, if you're curious or you want to join the conversation or you just tuned in and you want to know what's going on, please give us a call at 515-602-9725. That's 515-602-9725. So we're talking about the sex body count pertaining to how many people, I'm not going to say men or women, how many people have you had sex with? Yes, intercourse is sex. Yes, oral is sex.
Oh, no.
Yes, that is sex. Hand jobs, I'm not going to count hand jobs. But I am counting oral and intercourse as sex. Anal is sex.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I don't know how to count woman on woman. If toys are used, then it's sex. I don't know if that's just mutual masturbation. I don't know. I draw the line at that point.
I mean,
I'm not going to.
That's a great question.
Is it sex? I don't know.
I would say yes, it still is, even if they're not used.
Even if they don't use toys, you still think that's sex.
If there's oral involved, yes.
I guess. Yes. Okay. There we go. So we have determined that is sex. My own criteria. Okay, so the sex body count. First of all, I didn't even know there was a such thing. I guess because the way I was introduced to sex, I've never took track. I've never wrote down, yes, I had sex with Bob, Jim, and John this tonight, and I'm going to do it again tomorrow. I've never done that. So I don't know the actual number. I could tell you, like, within a week or a month if I, you know, consciously take it. But just to say I kept the journal, I've never kept the journal. Big shout out to Mistress Crush, because that's a good thought of when I thought of that. What about you? Do you have an idea? Do you keep track? Have you ever kept track?
I can tell you this past year, how many?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Right?
Over time, I mean, I started at an early age and being in a lifestyle, you know, if someone asked me that question, last month, and my reply was, I've been in a lifestyle since I was 18. I'm 33 now. You make a decision about that yourself.
Yeah.
And they were just like, what? And I was like, you make a decision yourself. I mean, That's not the age that I started, but, you know, that's 15 years in the lifestyle. You decide how many people you think it's been in that amount of time.
Right. And that's the thing, this expectation you have about when it comes to women talking about their sexual exploits. versus men, I've known men to actually keep track. Like, they made it a contest when it was in high school. You know, like, this is, I smashed this many girls. I smashed that many girls. And they've, you know, they've done pranks about it. So you know that this happens for men. Why does it seem so taboo when it comes to women and their sex count, their body count?
I think because a lot of people like for someone to be a virgin or to not be around the block. But the fact of the matter is, like, my thing is this, you also want someone who knows what they're doing. They say practice makes perfect. So you gonna be mad at me for practicing?
Right. That part.
Because that's how I feel at the end of the day. I feel like you're mad at me because I've been practicing. How would you expect me to learn what I learned?
Because he want to be the one that teach him, but somebody taught you.
Yeah, but the thing is this, you know, how can a guy really teach you what it is for you to learn?
No, I mean from a guy's point of view, like, they want to be the one to teach you, but somebody taught them, you know, like, so how are you?
Yeah.
I think it's
a huge double standard, and I don't think it's needed. I mean, why? Why have that as a double standard? Because as long as I'm clean, I'm safe, I'm doing what I need to do, and it's tight, why is there an issue?
As long as you can't tell,
why is it an issue?
Right. And then it's like, if you are doubting what I'm telling you, or are you not 100% sure what I'm telling you, will you turn it down? No. I don't think any guy is going to say, you know what, I don't believe you. I don't want it. I'm leaving. I don't think anybody ever said that.
But here's the other thing, too. Why ask a question you don't really want to answer to? Don't get mad at me because you asked me a question. Because my reply is going to be, do you want an honest answer? And as soon as you say yes, don't get mad at me for an honest answer. You asked the question.
No, he's going to be upset because he's going to feel like you're
definitely
playing with his intelligence.
But I'm not.
No, you're not. You're being 100%. But from his perspective, I think that's what it is. Like, you're playing with my intelligence. They're intimidated about it a little bit. If that's the word I'm looking for, intimidated. Today I'm just not a sexologist. So y'all just gonna get what I give y'all. I'm just
I mean, I think intimidate is the right word because people are intimidated by it. They're intimidated. I think some guys are intimidated by a woman that knows what she wants and is not scared to go for it.
But that's not me. I'm the most indecisive person you know. You can say red or blue, crush, and I'm going to say I don't know, because I don't know. I'm the most indecisive person. You know, what you want to eat for breakfast, crush? I don't know. Ice cream. I don't know. I'm just that indecisive. So, and then I did not learn what I'm lying. I know what I wanted. I just didn't know how to verbalize it. I knew what I wanted, had an idea of what I wanted. I just didn't know what it looked like and how to verbalize it. So when I got it, I was like, mind blown. Like, oh my God, yes, that's it, you know. And now this guy has been my new criteria, you know. He put that there, so now he's my new criteria. Anyway, this is all going to come bite me in the ass later on because,
oh Lord,
you know, I'm not supposed to have sex. Like, I don't know. But then I thought about it. I know why most guys don't trust me. I figured it out.
Why?
It's my eyes, girl. It's my eyes. I got that one eye that just want to leave when you be talking to it, and it just be going like, bitch, I'm not listening to you, and walk away. Then one lazy eye, I think that's what it is. Like, if that one eye can't stay focused, how is she supposed to stay focused in this relationship? And I think that's what's doing
it. I'm so sorry to laugh. Oh, my God.
That's what it is. It's the eyes, girls, the eyes are the window to the soul. And if my eyes are not clear, how you know my soul is clear, right? I'm just saying.
I don't think that's how that works at all, but okay.
No, it's not. That's what I'm going with right now until I'm told different.
I mean, I guess that means you need to blink and bring it back faster.
I've been trying to blink. It just started working for me.
I'm
just being silly right now. Please don't hit me up later. I don't know about y'all life. This explanation may not be fit for y'all, but it fits for me at this point in time, right here, right now. I'm just letting y'all know. This is how I feel. It's the eyes. It'll be the eyes. You know how hard it is to keep that eye straight trying to take a selfie? And you try to do that shit in 3 seconds? And my eye be like, no, I'm ready to go. Well, anyway.
Crush.
I'm sorry.
That's not.
It does. I'm serious. It does. I remember the last time I went to the eye doctor. He got upset at me. Like, I'm here for you to help me fix it. Because I don't know what the fuck to do. So about Miss Moore. Look straight. Nigga, I am looking straight.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm not saying that's why, though. I don't
think
that would, like, you know.
If that was like a plausible explanation, though.
It is, though. It is a great explanation.
Like, the reason why I snore while I'm awake is because I got small nostrils. My doctor was like, nah, son, that's not really it. But, like, doc, it works for me, though. It works for me, though. She's like, nah, Miss Moore, that's not going to work. She was like, everybody got the same size nostrils. I said, that's not true. Some people got really big noses, somebody got little noses. I got a lot of body with a little nose. What the fuck is one supposed to do? That's why I can't hear you, because I got little ears. So,
oh,
you
got
to put a little
cuff
to my ear. I can hear better. Just saying. I'm just disproportionalized. Is that the word? I'm just unproportionalized, importionalized,
disproportionate.
What the word is?
Disproportionate.
Yep, that's the word. Disproportionate. Yeah, that's it. But back to the body count. Sex body count. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking about your sex body count. And where's my phone at? Because I had put down, like, all this stuff. I was, like, literally jotting it down. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be an awesome topic. So in my phone, okay, so the answer, did you keep track? No, I've never kept track. If you was to keep track, how would you keep track? Do you write their names down? Is there a star to it? Do you give them nicknames? I've seen that.
You know what? I used to keep track, Kay. At one point in time, I did used to keep track. And the way I would keep track was I had, and this was back, you know, before my IUD, I had one of those period apps. And so I would keep track of my period app. I would put a star on the days when I would have sex, and then I would put their initials next to it. But, you know, that would have to go through, like, months of stars and stuff. I don't know. I guess with the age of technology, you know, you could keep a running Word document or a note in your iPhone. Or just send an email to yourself. Keep an email string with all the different names. I don't know. That seems like a lot of work.
It does. It does. As you say it, it does seem like a lot of work. I think last year I downloaded the Period app like you're talking about, and I tried to keep track of both, and it didn't work out for me. So
yeah, I mean, like, is it worth it to keep track though?
I mean, if you're
like,
concerned
how often
about
do you have someone
things,
ask you that question?
Hmm.
Okay, I do get that. If you are concerned about certain things, I get that. But how often do people ask you for that number?
Me, all the time.
Really?
For some reason, it irks me. It irks my nerves. It irks my nerves. That question. There's a few questions that irk my nerves. That question. Them wanting to know the last time I had sex. That irks my fucking nerves too.
I've been untold everyone there's always cobwebs.
That question, and the last question I've told you about this before is, why are you single? What? Because I broke up with my boyfriend. What the fuck? What else do you want to, you know? And it's like,
because
is it by
because
choice?
I'm crazy, bitch. I'm crazy.
Right. Like, I don't have an answer for you. Why are you single? I'm telling you, it's the eye. They don't trust me enough. Anyway, those are three pet peeve questions you can ask. And it seems like, for some reason, there's like a unlisted rule. It's just like an unlisted, not set in stone way people converse when they're trying to. First of all, that other question, can I get to know you better? What? If I say no, would
what
you
What do
stop?
You really want to know?
Right, if I say
Ooh,
no,
that's
would
a
you
good question.
Stop? So, that part. Then I'm a bitch because you asked me a question, I gave you an answer, but it's not the answer you wanted. So now I'm going to be the bitch, you know, or I'm stuck up, or I'm not stuck up, but you asked me a question, I gave you an answer. It's not the question and answer you wanted, but it's still my answer, right? If you left it up to me, no, we're not going to be doing each other. Tell me about yourself. And then I'll tell you about myself, and then we have to go through the whole list again, because now you need to decipher if you have anything in common with me. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
this process is so tiring. And then once you decipher if you have something in common with me, when it's time to finally meet or finally go on this date, the next question is, what do you want to do? What? You asked me out. Why do I have to plan the date?
Don't do that. Pick for yourself.
You asked me out. Why do I have to plan a date? Like, what do you want to do? Huh? You want to come over? No, I don't want to come to your house. Because when I do at your house, I do at my house. So therefore, you're irrelevant right now. you just canceled yourself out. Like, no, I don't want to do that. Can I come over? No. I don't want you in my house because there's only two things to do in my house. And that's either watch TV and fuck. And I don't want to watch TV with you, and I definitely ain't trying to fuck with you. So... Damn. Right back. Once again, you cancel yourself out. You know, but and it's like I do wanna fuck, but I don't wanna fuck. Because who wants to go through the whole process of learning somebody new? And I'm like, I don't wanna learn nobody new. I like what I like. I'll rock your world. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Anyway, back to my question. Y'all got me going on the tangent. Okay, so how important is a sex body count? Period. How important is it? I don't think, I mean, first of all, the sex body count is very important to an extent. Like, it's like right on the borderline because it's important to know who you fuck with, how you fuck with, how many times you fuck, just in case. You know, there's a lot of things floating around out there right now between COVID and HIV and other STDs. So, yeah, that plays a big part. Pregnancy plays a part. These are things that can happen. So, you know, it's a pH balance. And, you know, too many at one time could mess up the balance. I'm just saying there is a limit. You know, space that out, mama. Don't do that every day. Do it every other day or something. Space that out.
You know, hit that you one know. every week. You know, give it, give it a little bit extra more time. You know, you got to hit
the
big one
every week. Yeah, give it a couple more days.
Right. You got to flush it out.
Flush her out. Let her breathe for a minute. So I feel her mouth out with soap. That for that sake is important. But if you're conscious of that and you're aware of what your body can handle and what you can do, then I don't think the body count matters at all. You know, so it's like a catch 22. Like, yes, it matters, but not in the sense of what you're thinking, you know, like there's an undertone to that.
And I mean, you gotta realize it's a muscle. Do your kegels. You know, get your kegels in, keep it tight. Hey.
And what's up with that? Think, why are you shocked about that? What?
About what?
I don't understand. About guys or certain girls having tight pussies. Why are they, ooh, did I just say that like that? They like be shocked, like, oh my God. Like, what the fuck was you expecting, my bro? Like, who you been dealing with?
You know, you have questions that kill you. That is a question that kills me. Another question that kills me is, why is your skin so soft? Is my, are you expecting my skin to be rough? Like, whose skin you been feeling? Like, what does skin normally feel like? It don't feel soft? Okay, I'm confused. But, you know, back to the topic.
I've fallen for that. I look at a guy and I swear I think he's going to be rough and rugged, and there's nothing wrong with rough and rugged because sometimes you like rough and rugged. And then you kiss him or something and then he'd be so soft and you're like, oh, it's like butter. Oh.
But see, it's not even like my lips. Like someone to touch my arm and be like, oh, you so soft. Were you expecting me to be hard and rough? Like, what was your expectation when you saw me?
You look brolic. I'm like, this is all for show, bro. Ain't no muscle behind this. It's a little flab.
I'm done with you. I'm dead.
I can arm twerk for you if you like. Anyway,
I'm done.
Moving right on. What is do you personally have expectations about body count when dealing with someone? Have you ever been like, I wonder, or how many? Has that ever crossed your mind when dealing with someone?
I have asked before. And I've asked just because I wanted to know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or because someone asked me first. It's not something that I'm consumed with, though. If you're honest with me about it, why should I be tripping? Just be honest.
Right. Yes. I totally agree.
Yeah. Honesty is my thing. Like, be honest. Be real about it.
There's no such thing. But in my opinion, there's no such thing. But here's another thing that I've realized as well. Besides it being no such thing, the numbers are relevant. The numbers are relevant because what you're canceling out as far as what is goes as play or what doesn't go as play is something different than what I cancel out as goes as play, no go as play. Like, dude, if you put a finger in your booty hole, you're gay. Like, that type of argument is like, no, I'm not, you know. So it's like, you know, certain things you would do and you're like, oh, no. That don't count. It only happened at one time. But that does, that's part of your body count. You know what I'm saying? It had to be, you know, just one person. But, yeah, that's part of your body count. My only honest answer that I would like to know is if you have somebody else. I get that so much. Like, if you have a girl or a wifey or whatever on a, and that's your thing and that's your snitch, I'm not here to break up nobody's happy home. I'm not trying to take nobody's man. I'm not trying to do any of those things. But at least give me the option. Let me know that this is what it is. And I'm insecure about it. That's one thing I'm insecure about. And I've come to, I have the mindset that once you leave my apartment, it is what it is. I have to tell myself that, or I'm going to run myself raggedy. Like, once you become involved and you've come over and you've broken the ice and you're gone, or you have to go home or whatever the case may be, I 100% okay. You know, I don't want to, unless you invited me over and I see with my own eyes, but I'm checking. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm looking at the garbage can. I'm looking under the sink. I'm looking behind the mirror. I'm going to see anybody left any tampons, any pads there.
Oh, Lord.
And if you ain't got no daughters, you said we have a problem.
Wow.
Is my sister.
Wow, girl.
Nah,
girl.
Bro, nah. Yeah, so.
That's my mama's. You know she just came to visit.
Mm-mm, no. Nope. I ain't calling for that one.
I'm so done.
Right, that sexy body count. Sexy body count.
Go
ahead.
I think it's important if you out here unprotectedly hoeing around.
True.
But if it's at the point to where you are just
exploring thyself?
Yeah, like, no, like, if it's to the point to where you're being safe, you're protecting yourself, all of that, then, you know, does it really have a meaning for it?
Yes,
but,
it does.
Okay, what's
so
the meaning?
Excited. I don't know. I just know that it's a meaning there somewhere. Just seems too good to be true type situation. Like, yeah, that's all it takes me to protect myself, and I'm just here living my best life. Like, no, it's not that easy. It's something else there.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. I don't know. That's just my thoughts, my inner thoughts. I'm sharing my inner thoughts with y'all. We got very personal the last two episodes.
We have.
Very personal here. We get very in-depth and personal about sex. So I invite y'all to once again call in. What is our number? 515-602-9725. 515-602-9725. Where's
Ben at? Oh, yes. I liked him from last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that other dude from a while ago that had the really nice voice.
Mm. Yes. So the body count. Sexual body count. Is your ideal number, what is considered a healthy body count?
I don't know. I mean, that's a great question, but I do not know the answer to that question.
I've never given thought to it. Like, if I ask that question, like, how many people do you have sex with, what answer am I expecting to hear? Like, oh, two? Oh, that's fine. No, that's not even being realistic for myself, let alone for you. Like, I masturbate more than that. So,
you know what?
Like you said, you've been in a relationship. I mean, you've been in lifestyle for, like, 15 years plus. So, you know, what would be an idealistic number? I don't know.
Yeah.
I
mean, I don't know how much a healthy number is. Is there a healthy number?
Is
there
a
number we're supposed to achieve?
Is there a number? It's not even like we're supposed to achieve, but is there a number
we should
that
stay
is
under?
Correct? So if you say, well, how many parents you've been with, and you heard 113, would you be like, wow, that's too many? But mind you, my sexual body count don't start when I'm 21. It started, you know, when I was in my teens, and now I'm about to be 40. So, yeah, that 121, it sounds like a really good number to me.
You said 121?
Uh-huh. Over the last 30 years, 121. Yeah. Never been married. That's another thing, too. Like that, you got to take that into consideration.
So if we say that you started at the age of 20, then that's about 5 people a year. I don't necessarily say anything wrong with 5 people a year.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
that's
I didn't
on
start
average. Well, I said 18. So let's say you started
start
at 15.
I didn't start there either.
Okay, let me just go with 13. It's gonna go with 13. So that's like 4
I started
and
at
half 13,
but
year.
I became aware at 17, 16.
Okay, so let's say that's about 4.5 people a year.
Mhm.
So still right around 5. I don't think that's bad. I mean, is it? I don't know the answer to this question.
I guess it's still that comes into play. It's still, but guys, you know, if girls, guys, women, men, if that ever became a topic of conversation for y'all, what is your ideal number of a healthy body count? Well, idealistically, what would you like to hear? 0, like I like to meet her, I like to meet him, and he's a virgin. Is the virgin aspect the same for women as it is for men? That's a good question.
I would definitely say no.
Right.
I mean, for me, do you know your stroke number? Like, for God, do you know your stroke number? Like, how many times can we do this before you bust? Would you know that? I don't think you would. And I don't see what the greatness is about a female being a virgin. I mean, I get if you're, like, Christian and really biblical on that, but if you're not, what's the great thing about it? These are things I have questions to.
I know.
I need answers, fellas. I need answers.
Oh, my God. It's like a sidebar because that's what we've been doing on show. But as I'm talking to you, I'm promoting, and this question just popped up on my feed. Question of the day, is it okay for a man to spit in your face during sex?
I can't do it. I have texture issues.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
I know some people don't love it. I will fight you. I'll fight you and there's no question.
Somebody else said that too. You know, there's a whole nut.
Yeah, I can't do it. To me, that's just like so disrespectful. So yeah, I can't have that done to me, but I do know some that are okay with it.
No, I can't either because I'm just like, why? I'd rather you hit me. I'd rather take that pain than you spit on me, because that just takes it to a whole nother. Smack my face or something. If you need to get it out, do that. But no. I let alone your sweat. I got to convince myself, like, this is part of the process. Like, I don't want your sweat. It's because it's cold.
Yeah.
I don't like spitting it back on there. Like, I don't like spitting on the dick. Like, spit on it. I'm like, no, that's cold. And I got to put my mouth back on it. No. I don't want to do that. Yep. So that's okay. So that was just my random thought.
But yeah, I can't do that. I mean, yeah, I can't. Mm-mm.
Okay. One last sidebar. I swear I'm done. So, you know, they have that program. If you are in need of home health aid or home care, you can sign up your friends and family to be your provider, your home care provider, right?
Okay.
I wonder if anybody has ever signed a guy up or a girl up for providing good sex.
I'm sure it probably has.
I know what I'm just saying. You're going to sign up for this. You're going to be my home health aid. But all you bring in is aiding with this good sex.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people have because, you know, people always try to do crazy stuff. But that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a great question.
All right, I'm done. All right, I'm done. No more sidebars. I'm done.
Yeah, I do wish to know, like, how important is a body count to men?
I like it. You like it. Why does it matter how many other people like it?
Yeah.
What? So, another one, when it comes to the sexy body count, what criteria do you use? Do people come off the list, like, you don't count, if it was whack? Like,
if it was two pumps, does it count?
Do you not add him to the list?
Hmm? I said if it was two pumps, does it count?
Right. Yeah. I've shared a lot of stuff on this show over the years. I'm just thinking back to
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'll just flashback it to all the stuff I've shared about over the years on this show. I've shared a lot of stuff. And I don't think why they don't know me. Like, you should know me by now. I'm an open magazine. Not a book. I'm a magazine. I try to be as open and legit and honest. I try to stick to my word. But for some reason, they always think I'm lying. And I don't know why.
Lord, don't think you're lying now.
Yeah, they think I lie, girl. They think I be telling the whole fib, but I'm like, it's not that serious. They think I tell the whole fib. I'm like, what? Like, I had talking to this guy, and me and him had agreed. I was like, send me your address. I'm going to send you something. And I sent it, and he texted. He's like, oh, I got it. Oh, I thought you was playing. I'm like, well, why? Why did you think that? I don't know. I'm about that life. I don't mind sending you something. I ain't no sugar mama or nothing like that, and I ain't no baller, but, you know, we're talking, having a good conversation, and I just happen to come out my face and say, yeah, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I try to be a word of my word. And I, you know, I've fallen for the okie doke. I've given guys money, and they're like, yeah, that's for life. Like, what? Yeah, sugar mama? No, I'm not sugar. Why is that a bad thing? Why is sending guy lunch money a bad thing?
Anyway. Because I think some people look at it like you're trying to buy them or something. But it's not quite that. It's not like you're paying for. And it's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a good question. Why is it bad? Especially if it's not an all-the-time thing. It's just because you feel like buying them lunch.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, they look at me, and you hear some girls say that, too. Like, that wouldn't have been me. What? It's a $10 fill-up
like,
box. What are you talking about? It wouldn't have been you.
Yeah, Yeah, and if that's truly like a friend.
Like, I'm not going to die because I bought him a KFC $10 Philip box. The world is not going to end. My pockets did not break because I bought him this $10 Philip box. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's crazy because somebody actually asked on their page, are you single by choice or nobody wants you? Nobody wants you.
Oh, that's rude as hell.
Those are your two options. Either it's by choice or nobody wants you.
Yeah, that is extra rude.
Why?
Like, what the hell? What type of question is that?
It's on his page, and I just answered it to some other people. I don't know. He got 44 comments, so I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Hey, I guess people got a lot
got
to
a
say
lot
about it.
I got a lot of both. I got by choice, nobody wants me, choice, combo. I'm kind of single, but I'm in love. Okay. All right. I don't know yet. I don't want to be wanted. What kind of answer is that? I don't want to be wanted. Ooh, she said, I'm never single. I cut one off and the other one right there. Get it, girl.
Lord Jesus, that but I mean, I feel you because that's me. I mean, you know, I'm poly as fuck, but I'm not always single.
Poly, that's a whole other conversation. I'm not even going to jump on that one. I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a conversation for another day too, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's a whole
but
other
We need to get a guy on that can actually say how he feels about a body count.
About a body count?
Who
do you know we can call?
I don't even know.
Randomly call random people. That's going to answer.
Hey, it'll be a new aspect.
Part of the show when we call random people. Hey, what you doing tonight, Dad? Let me ask you a question. Just call somebody randomly. That's not going to curse me out for calling them.
I posted in a group to ask, how important is a female's body count? So a female replied back and said, my question is, if their body count doesn't matter, why should ours? That's a great question.
But it does because they hold us to a different criteria. And
I'm not with that.
Unfortunately,
I said I'm not with that.
That's what it is. It's all a mind game. They guilt us. And it's all about control, I think, for the most part. And their way of controlling is to guilt us into thinking that what we're doing is wrong. This is wrong. That's not good. Because if you do that, then guess what? You're going to always fall back to him or he can always fall back to you. Yes, I think it's a whole conspiracy. And I said that.
You sure did say all of that.
I did say that. It's all conspiracy. It's a way for men to control us as women. They make us feel like having sex is a bad thing. It's wacky. You know, you do it too much, then you're a whore, and you know, you don't love yourself, and you don't treasure your body, and you're
all the lies,
all this other stuff. They give us all these. It's a negative thing. and
all the lies.
You don't love yourself, and unfortunately, we believe it. We fall into it because I was taught that what he say is gold, but that's a whole other conversation. I'm not even going to go there. But what
yes.
I am going to do is I'm going to call somebody. Who can I call? Who can I call? Dun, dun, dun. I'm looking through my phone. I really am looking through my phone. I want to call somebody and not get cursed out at the same time.
Oh, yeah, we don't need that.
Who the fuck you calling me on live for, Chris?
I'm so down with you.
I'm going to call somebody right now. I shouldn't do this. I should not
What's
do this at all.
We'll call next time.
Okay, I'm not going to
Who
that.
You about to call? Oh, I was about to say,
I'm
who
not
going to call?
I'm not going to do it. Last time I called Papa, but I'm not going to call him today.
How is Papa?
Papa's good. Papa's mean, but he's good.
Okay.
Papa's being mean to me. Oh,
don't be
I know what Papa. Yeah, stop being mean, Papa. This is what trying to say, Papa. And I know you listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to call this person right now. Right now, he's on call. And I'm going to call him Bibble.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello.
Hi, Baby-O.
Say again.
I said hi, Baby-O.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Well, now I can.
You put your answer on? LaCrush.
What's going on? What happened to your number? You changed the number?
No, I'm actually calling you for my radio show.
What's that, a different number?
Nope, it's my radio show. I'm calling you for my radio show.
Oh, okay.
So your line will air, so don't say nothing incriminating. And I have my co-host Chante right there. Huh?
Hey, honey.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
You busy? Can you answer a question for me?
Sure. What's your question?
My question to you, we're talking about the sex body count for men and women, and we just needed a male perspective about that.
Okay. In what terms?
So, in the terms of having too many, having too little, do you think there's a difference when it comes to men and women in their sex body count?
I wouldn't say it shouldn't be a big difference. It's just like men or people look at it differently. It's like a double standard, put it like that, when
mm-hmm.
it comes to the amount of partners men have versus the amount of partners women have. It shouldn't be that way. It should be across the board. But, yeah, there's a double standard because most people think that women that have had too many partners, they look at them in a negative light, you know, and men that have a lot of partners, they're looked upon as being like, you know, studs or being in a positive light. So it shouldn't be, but it is. It should be like, you know, a double standard, but, you know, unfortunately, It is.
Okay, and another question. How important
mm-hmm.
is it to you?
What do you mean? In terms of, like, if I hear a bigger number, then...
Like, what
right.
if I told you it's
number?
Like 120?
Right, that... You might be like, oh, shit. I mean, you might be like, oh, man, that's a lot of partners. You got to go into it with, like, an open mind. Everybody or everyone, chances are that you come across, they have a past. They have a sexual past. Whether it's big or small, that's one thing. You know, but if you think like over 100, you're like, what the, you know, something's goddamn. How many is it? You know, but again, it depends. She might have been in like a swingers lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been in a swingers lifestyle, chances are you're probably gonna have a bigger number than your average woman, depending on who that might be, because you know, what's average nowadays? Who can say? But it shouldn't be frowned upon too much because, like I said, everybody has a past and a history. So unless you meet a virgin or something like that, chances are whatever man or whatever woman you run into or you tend to deal with, they're going to have a sexual past. So
what would you think is a big number? If you was talking to a girl and she gave you a number, is it a healthy number? Do you have an expectation of a number to hear or say, like a range or something?
I would say a healthy number. I don't, it depends on the one. I mean, if she was just if she was one of those, you know, lifestyles or something like that, then if she was probably your average woman, you wouldn't expect her to have, like, if she was just dating off and on, you wouldn't expect her to have a large number. I would say, like, probably over, like, 20 or 30. But then when you get into the hundreds, you're like, what the hell? What were you doing that is that many? Unless she just liked sex that much. But, my goodness, you couldn't find someone that you enjoyed it with. Or he was just randomly, or you just like having random sex. It doesn't make her a bad person, but you gotta think, like, how is that on your body? I mean, your body can only take for so much. So
it's not a large number at one time, you know, right? This is going on the course of her sexual years, like.
And right, that plays
in our teens.
Yeah. That plays into it as well. So if she's a woman, like, say, like, maybe in her early 30s or something like that, you really wouldn't be expecting, like, a high number like that, like 100 or something like that, unless she was just on some type of mission. I don't know. But if she's younger, obviously an older woman might have a larger number, or she might not, because she might have gotten, you know, she might have found that person and she might have gotten married early in life, and that's the only person that she's been with, you know, or it might have been the second or third person that she's been with in her entire life. So there's so many different variables that come into play. But your average woman, like your average man, if you're, depending on how early you start, you know, you're gonna have a body count, so to speak. But again, it shouldn't, you know. I mean, I think obviously once you hear like a number like 100 or something, even in the back of your head, even if you're like open minded in the back of your head, you're gonna be like, God damn, 100 something people, and you're only 30. So
what about you?
Gonna,
have you kept track? Have you kept track?
Have I kept track?
Mm-hmm. Of your body count.
No. You did when you were younger with that nonsense, when you were like in your early 20s. I mean, because it was kind of stupid. I mean, I don't know, but that's growing up. When you were a younger male, in your early 20s, yeah, you might have been like, oh, yeah, let me get the body. You know, you kept track. But as you got older and more mature, you're like, you know what? You didn't really keep track like that. If you met someone and you guys clicked and you ended up taking it to that level, you took it to that level. And, you know, things might have happened. You might have separated, went on your own ways and this, that, and the other. But You don't really necessarily, I know I don't, personally speaking, I didn't keep count after I reached a certain age, because it was like, for what?
What's the last number you remember?
The last number, Oh, man. If I have to give a round, I would say like over 30, give or take, up until now.
Over 30, how, under how many?
Up until now. Don't try to stretch it out now. Up until now.
What was that? You mean up until now or this the total number?
I'm talking about the last number you remember when you did keep track. What was it?
Oh, when I did keep track? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
But when I, I would say probably, 40 or more, maybe, give or take. I'm separating it because, I mean, I would imagine when I was at that age, and I was, like, younger, and I was, like, actually, because I remember we did dumb things when you was younger. You used to actually, like, write it down and stuff. Like, it was just, I don't know why you did that.
You write it down?
Yeah, you would write it down. I'm sure I can't be the only one, but I'm sure people would write it down. It's like, you did have a list because it was like everyone, like unless you had like a one night stand, which didn't happen too often, you kind of knew the person. So you would have their name and their number and like on a sheet of paper. So you would like just look and say, all right, and you would know by looking at it who you had sex with. So it was weird. I don't know. But again, it's one of those, you were younger.
And so how old are you?
Right now, 48.
Okay.
48. Once again, what, you have more questions?
No, I don't have any more questions. I'm just processing what you just explained to us. I don't have any more questions about body count, though. So thank you for being a willing participant and not yelling at me for calling you out of random.
No problem.
All right, honey. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And that's how we do it on Not On Purpose Talk Radio. We just randomly call people from our phones. Well, y'all don't call in.
Hey, it works.
Right, if you want to join the it works, right?
Yeah.
Big shout out to Bib O. My friend going to get a kick out of that. I'm going to go listen right now. Right? So I call Bib O. You call Bib O? I call Bib O live on air. Okay.
Wow.
All right, so people, we still got a few more minutes. On the Klizak. We got 515-602-9725. I guess next time it's going to be your turn. You're going to have to call somebody randomly.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to get someone lined up.
Text me the phone number. You're going to have to get your line up. Like, who can I put on our random list? We need to start one of those random lists. And, you know, we ain't got nothing to do. And we need a perspective. We just going to randomly pick somebody from our list. Our fishbowl and put them on blast. Like, hey, man, how you doing?
Hey,
I'm gonna prank call you.
Do
it. I'm not gonna prank
no
call
prank
y'all.
Call.
How about that? No prank calls. No, I'm gonna have a mailing list. You go to the website and you can sign up for the mailing list and you can do it that way.
I like that idea. I do like it.
I do too. That's fun. I'm not going to prank call you, so you ain't got to worry about me sounding like, you know, Kuta Kinte talking about, hello. No, I'm not going to do that.
Ooh, I die. I just died. You did not just say that.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to do that. It's an option. I've done it before, but I'm not going to do it this time. This is going to be strictly your permission to randomly call you.
You must have done it before.
Throughout my show. I've done it before, yes. We've done it. As you see, a different number pops up when you call somebody. I call them directly from the studio. I didn't call them from my phone. So,
if I ever want a prank call, I know what number I'm using.
And it's like, it really, like, shows up as a different number and stuff like that. It's all fun games. But it's so funny. People pick up and it's like, who is this? It's a crush. Oh, hey, crush. And then talk about stuff. You're going to put my dick on your forehead. Nigga, I'm not on ear. Oh, okay. I can see that happening. You know what? I'm not going to do this with. I just thought about that. They see this mama pop up and tell them it's me. They're going to say something random just to make sure they're not live on.
Oh, Lord.
This is a check.
That's what I would say.
What are they doing? All right. So I need to stay off of Messenger while I'm live on air because I'm actually watching porn.
Okay, well, let's let you get to your porn.
It's a body count. It was body count. This is body count research. That's what this is, body count research.
Oh, really? Is that what we're calling it?
Because he's tall. She's tall. She's tall. They in the back of this car. And this man, I'm not listening to the sound, guys. I'm just looking at the video. So this man is sitting in the driver's seat, videotaping his back seat. And the girl and the guy, they know this is going on, and they're, like, really fucking it up in this car right now. So,
okay.
I'm like, okay, that's how y'all like it. I'm not mad at y'all. So that's all
I mean, does it
at,
count
I'm
if it's in the car?
The counter's in the car. Like, so now the dude holding the camera, what he considers a sex count, a sex body count, because he was there. Like, your experience
I would
my
say
experience.
No.
I live vicariously through you. I live vicariously through you, so therefore, that's one on my notch.
I'm so done.
Like me, I've personally never been with a woman, but because I know Sharpay, no, I just want to. No.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like, what question you get?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he did say that, right? You know, because I always come out with some pretty games. I wish I had this other guy number that I was talking to over the weekend. I wish I had his number.
Really?
He was sexy. I would call him live. But we were talking about stuff, and I was drunk. So that didn't count. And you had to see me trying to act sober. I could only imagine what I look like trying to act sober and look this man dead in his eyes. So I was like, yes, I understand everything you're saying. And that eye gets to move it every which way with the right words. I could only imagine. Like, crush is fucked up. You want to start using big words on me and shit. Intricate. What? What is that? Intricate?
Wow.
Me and Tequila is not mixed. Do I have
wow, I'm so done.
What?
Talking about you trying to look sober.
I was trying to look sober. There's one other person I want to call, but I can't. I can't call them.
Mm.
I'm not trying to actually call somebody that actually works for my job. So I'm trying to look through the name. I'm trying
oh,
to
yeah, don't do that.
Sure I don't pick somebody. Why? Like, they go tell my boss. Like, she called me last night.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Fired on my day off. Get fired on my day off. Well, I'm not going to do that, though. I should call my uncle. My uncle.
Oh, you think your uncle awake?
Uncle James is like 60 years old.
Oh, Lord. He gonna be like, yes,
that
the body count matters.
Huh? I don't want to do it because Uncle James is gonna use up the rest of the time. Uncle James. Maybe next time. I gotta find a different topic, though. I don't want to talk about that with my Uncle James. I gotta draw the line somewhere. That's not it. But shout out to Facebook. I'm going to need y'all to hide your phone number because with friends and I click on your profile, I see a phone number. I'm dialing it. Like,
really?
Right now, I see a phone number. I see a phone number and I'm dialing it right now.
Not that. Okay.
I see a phone number and I'm dialing it. It better be connected to it. He's going to be like, Crush, what are you doing? That's going to be so hilarious. Don't get caught out there.
But you were actually dialing him.
Don't get caught out there. Crush is desperate. All right, we're dialing. We're dialing. Uh-oh, it's ringing. It's ringing. He don't have my number. Oh. I see. All right. Nah, he didn't answer. He's so lucky. Oh, he's lucky. He's lucky, lucky, because I was going to get him. Oh, get him. I got a few people I have to call, but I don't know if I do. Let's call Ruckus. Ruckus on your city, so. Ruckus called it last week, but he had a fucked up phone. I'm going to call him
he
tonight.
Did.
Here it is tonight. Where's Ruckus at? You should have called me. That's what he's going to say. You should have called me. It's not my job to call you, Ruckus. It's your job to call me. That's how this works. Excuse me. That's how this works, Ruckus. It's not I call you. It's you call me. But I'm going to call you anyway.
You going to call Ruckus?
Oh, yeah, there's no disconnected. Ooh, what's this? Oh, my God. I called him. He didn't answer. Y'all my witnesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Ruckus. The VP of Kings
Ruckus.
Well, we did it. We called it. Okay, guys. That's it for the body count talk.
Okay.
That's it.
Next
I called
week.
My body count. As you see, I got 1 out of 3.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
Crush got a low body count. I couldn't even get half. Well, at least I got a voicemail, so 1.5. So I'm 50%
yeah,
we'll from the free throw line.
Yep.
Huh?
I said, yep, 50%.
Yep, for the free throw line. I got a voicemail, I got no answer, and I got a whole conversation. So we're good. And we got that male perspective we were looking for. So
we
have high expectations. So if you want to be part of the random dial, shoot me a message on any of the social networks and like, Crush, you can add me to the list with your phone number. And I shall add you to the random dial. And towards the end of the show, we'll just pick a random 1 or 3 numbers and like call out to get your opinion on whatever that topic may be. You could be a man or woman. You don't have to not be. You could be a man, woman, couple. We don't discriminate on this show. Just let me know your name, where you call it from, and if you are a man or woman. I don't want to assume nothing. But we're going to be back here next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Any last remarks, Chantel?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You said what?
Okay. I don't know what happened. What were you saying? You went in and out.
Oh, I went in and out. Oh, that's so bad. I'm sorry.
It was probably my phone, though. But what'd you say, baby?
I said, any last things you want to share with us?
Nothing for me. If guys' body count doesn't count, neither should ours. That's all I got.
I need this I need this bed. Okay, I'm looking at a, I guess somebody wrote this for their baby, but they put a rose, blue rose petals on the bed of white sheets that says, let me suck that bitch. And it's kind of fly. Like, I got you.
Oh, wow.
I got
you. Send me a picture.
But that's exactly what it is. It says him being romantic, but I'm with it. I'm with the shit. Yeah, definitely with the shit. Because you know what I was for Halloween? I was the glory hole specialist. So shout out to me in my costume. And I still feel like if I dressed it up a tad bit better, I could have been, you know, number one. You know, anyway.
Oh, yes.
You see it, right?
I'm
going
to have to use that.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to use that for Valentine's Day.
Oh, don't use it. Ooh. I think this
Jerry,
time.
Yeah, I'm about to put it in the chat.
I think that time I'll have to get my own room.
Yeah.
I just don't want them to get the wrong idea. Like, it's not a tag team situation. It's better when we're private. You get a different
girl,
energy.
I just posted somewhere else talking about who can I be romantic with. Yes. But yes, I got. Look at me trying to add to my body count. Jesus Lord.
Look at Look at us. What did he say? I guess after a certain age, it don't count no more. So you're over 30. I'm about to be 40. It don't count no more.
Okay, works for me. Yep.
It works for me too. Anyway, guys, see y'all next week right here on Not a Purpose Talk Radio. Have a great week. Stay positive. Stay productive. Stay awesome. See y'all next week. Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye, y'all. Let me get somebody to join my list, though. Get somebody to join my list.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.